Bible says here in 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I want to talk about that word, victory. Now, what does the word victory mean? I was thinking about just looking at kind of the root word. Victory means you're fighting a battle and you win. It's about winning a fight, winning a game. Victory. The word victory comes from a Latin word. Just the English word victory comes from a Latin word like vincere, as would be one way to pronounce it. Nobody really knows how they pronounced it back then. But it means to conquer, to win, to battle. It means that you are having success in life, not defeat. The opposite of victory would be defeat, would be losing. Now, let me read you some verses from the Bible that sound like victory is what God wants for us. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Well, that sounds like victory. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Bible says in Philippians 3:14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Man, that's victory. That's success. That's power. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and which maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." Well, that's victory. Always triumphing through Jesus Christ, the Bible says. Romans 8:37, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Well, that's victory. We're more than conquerors as Christians. Some people live such a defeated life, and some people have such a defeatist mentality, especially among, believe it or not, independent Baptist churches. People think, well, we're living in a day, they say, look how bad things are. And they get this really doom and gloom kind of attitude of, look how bad things are. Look how bad the world is. Boy, all these churches are changing, and you just can't do it anymore. You just can't see people saved. Boy, I just don't think you can raise kids for God anymore. It's just, the world's so wicked. I guess you just have to cross your fingers and just hope that they turn out right. And boy, it just seems like we can't get people saved. We can't get people baptized. We can't get people in church anymore. I don't buy that for one second. I don't live this defeated mentality, because God says that he always causes us to triumph. He always gives us the victory. Now, there's going to be a battle involved. I'm not saying it's going to be a bed of roses. I'm not saying that the Christian life is going to be easy. I'm not saying your job's going to be easy. I'm not saying that this church growth is going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Fighting's not easy. Battling's not easy. But hey, we're going to get the victory. We're going to triumph always. We're always going to end up on top. The Bible says a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. A just man doesn't just go through life just walking along. You know, people who just go through life without any problems, without any struggle, without any fight, it's probably because they're not doing anything. It's probably because they're not living for God. It's probably because they're just living for themselves, taking care of themselves. And the Bible says that men will speak well of you when you do good to your own flesh. When you take care of yourself, people will love you. They'll think you're great. If you buy yourself all the toys, your parents will love you. Everybody will love you. Buy yourself all the things. Do everything for you. Everything's about you. That's what the world, that's the standard that the world lives by. The SUVs in the driveway, the fancy house, everything that the world has to offer, the fancy name brands, and that's what they say success is. But you know what? If you live for God, it's going to be a fight, but let me tell you something, you're always going to triumph. You might fall seven times. Seven times you might get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. It's like a boxing match where a man maybe gets knocked down again and again. He keeps getting knocked down, but he gets back up, and he wins the fight. Because you can win the fight without necessarily winning every round of a boxing match. You can get knocked out a few times and rise up and win the fight. And that's what God's saying here. Yes, there's a fight, but I'll always cause you to triumph. I always give you the victory. Let me ask you something. Are you having victory in your Christian life? Are you having triumph in your Christian life? Now let me give you some points. I want to give you several points on this subject of having the victory, of winning. Not being just defeated and, you know, down in the dumps. You know, having a bad attitude, just depressing. Boy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Boy, how can you handle the things that go on? How can you handle the hard times? The joy of the Lord. God causes us always to rejoice in the trials. We have the victory. We can rejoice in the things of God. And that's our strength, rejoicing, joy. Don't go through life down in the dumps, depressed, Think about all the good things, and think about how, you know, maybe it's rough right now, but hey, I know I'm going to triumph in the end. You say, how do you know you're going to triumph? Faith. Because God said we're going to triumph. God said He's going to give us the victory. God said we're always going to triumph. And let me show you some steps that I found in the Bible, right here in this passage and in a few other passages, that will tell you how you can have the victory in the Christian life. Just some step-by-step things. But first